From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United Nations Security Council is expected to support new sanctions on North Korea. The sanctions are in response to its latest nuclear bomb and ballistic missile tests. The resolution drafted by the United States and introduced last Thursday calls for a total arms embargo on the North, a mandatory inspection of all cargo going in and out of the country, and a halt to the import of any products that could be used for military purposes. It is the most important day so far in the U.S. presidential campaign. Candidates from both parties are competing in 11 states in what is called Super Tuesday. Republican businessman Donald Trump is riding a three-state winning streak and is favored in 10 of the states. For the Democrats, a poll released Monday shows former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton leading in most of the states. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says the cessation of hostilities in his countries offers a glimmer of hope. In a German television interview, Mr. Assad said his government will do its part to make the truce work. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is urging the parties in the conflict to abide by the ceasefire.
So far, the cessation of hostilities is by and large holding, despite some incidents. I call on all parties to continue to keep their promises and demonstrate their good faith.
Ban Ki-moon, a suspected Islamic radical, appeared before the International Criminal Court Tuesday to answer charges that he helped destroy historic religious shrines in the Malian city of Timbuktu. Ahmed Al-Faqi Al-Mahdi spoke only briefly during the pre-trial hearing, which took place in The Hague. This is VOA News. The United Nations Refugee Agency warns Europe is on the verge of an explosive self-induced humanitarian crisis. Lisa Schlein reports.
The agency reports the number of refugees and migrants in Greece in need of shelter has soared to 24,000. This, it says, includes around 8,500 people stranded near the border with Macedonia. It says the crowded conditions are leading to shortages of food, shelter, water, and sanitation. Nearly 132,000 people, half of them women and children, have made the perilous Mediterranean Sea crossing this year, exceeding the total for the first half of 2015. Almost all have landed in Greece. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Osama bin Laden predicted the demise of the Islamic State, warning before his death any effort by jihadists to declare a caliphate before defeating the West would be doomed to fail. The insight is one of several emerging from 113 newly declassified documents, part of a trove found by U.S. Navy SEALs during the 2011 raid on bin Laden's compound in Pakistan, in which the al-Qaeda leader was killed. The former heir apparent to Zimbabwe's long-ruling president, Robert Mugabe, has launched a new political party to challenge Mr. Mugabe's nearly four-decade hold on power. Joyce Mujuru announced the formation of the Zimbabwe People First Party Tuesday at a news conference in the capital, Harare. The 60-year-old Mujuru was removed as vice president in 2014 after accusations by Mr. Mugabe's wife that Mujuru was trying to remove Mr. Mugabe from power. The U.S. Justice Department and technology company Apple sparred Tuesday over the government's demand that Apple unlock an iPhone used by one of the shooters in last year's California terrorist attack. FBI Director James Comey told a congressional hearing technological advances to keep phone information secret can also block investigators from collecting key evidence in criminal cases. Apple's chief lawyer said the government's demand that it unlock a phone used by Syed Rizwan Farooq would, quoting now, set a dangerous precedent for government intrusion into the lives of people. U.S. President Barack Obama and key Republican senators ended brief talks at the White House Tuesday, failing to agree on how to fill a Supreme Court seat left vacant by the death of Justice Antonin Scalia. A Palestinian was shot and killed Monday night during a riot that broke out after two Israeli soldiers accidentally entered a West Bank refugee camp. According to the Israeli military, a crowd fired on the soldier's vehicle and pelted it with Molotov cocktails and rockets. Israeli military forces were then sent in. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.